Well, it's a delight to be with you this afternoon in our communion consciousness time. And I might, for those of you who perhaps don't know me, introduce myself. I'm Kerry Hyde, and it's my joy to be here and to be part of this prayer. It's such a gift, I think, to be able to pray together in communion. Today our theme is the icon of suffering, and these are three icons: the icon of love, the icon of suffering, and the icon of joy are in fact one icon. And I was influenced in terms of us pondering and gazing into this love by the writings of Julian of Norwich, for when she beholds the crucified Christ, she sees a beholding of love and comes to realize that suffering in love becomes joy. So as she beholds love, she also beholds suffering, and simultaneously she beholds joy. And that's what I'm inviting us to do this afternoon too. Today we'll focus more on the suffering, but in actual fact, we're in this beautiful ground of love and we are already immersed in resurrection joy. At the beginning of each of our gatherings, we like to welcome and to give thanks for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters, and acknowledge them as custodians of this sacred land of spirit. And I invite you to become attentive to the spirit of the elders in your sacred land country. Here, I acknowledge the Dharawal people, we thank them for their wisdom, for their care of the land, and for all that they teach us about deep, inner, silent Dadiri, that heart listening that Miriam Rose Yuganmiya has so beautifully shared with us. I also invite you to connect with each other, heart in heart, in the one beautiful divine heart. And we begin today with the reading from Psalm 34. The compassionate one is close to the brokenhearted. And on those whose spirit is crushed, love will pour salve. though many are the sufferings of the one who loves, still, compassionate love will enfold and rescue them all. Taking care of every bone, love will not let one be broken. Quietly, we listen to this music from Psalm 34 as dewdrops of wisdom infuse our hearts. We come together again as one communion of hearts, to be enfolded and one into the one heart of divine compassion. That is wounded, vulnerable, holding the suffering of the planet in a way that suffering in love becomes joy. The verse resounds throughout the cosmos. Compassionate love is close to the brokenhearted. Compassionate love is close to the brokenhearted. This closeness is an enfolding, enclosing, one in closeness. That draws all that is wounded into the divine womb of compassion. So starkly exposed, as Jesus, Yeshua, hangs on the tree of the cross. gently, we come with our own vulnerable, broken heart, one with the broken heart of humanity and the wounded soul of the earth. In this transformative moment of choosing the way of love, we bring all that is wounded in the shadows, all that is hidden, the collective wounding and trauma, all wrapped in our loving communion. We are open to creating a new sphere of compassion. tenderly, vulnerably, we feel the closeness of divine love. Embracing, enfolding, wrapping, infusing, absorbing, drawing all pain, into the wounded body of crucified love. We become attentive to our crushed spirit, our disconnected head and heart, our split brains, our mental health anguish, inequality, disempowerment, and feel the spirit of love infuse all these vulnerable parts of ourselves, personally and communally. Love infuses our minds, our bodies, our spirit. We imbibe the perfume of the healing balm of love. Illuminating connecting integrating freeing oneing. Love draws all this fracturing into the oneing of the ground of our heart, into the wounded heart of Jesus, Yeshua. Into total love. we awaken our soul seeing within this icon of suffering. And sense the illumination of icon shining into icon. As all our suffering dissolves in the divine heart, into the healing radiance of love, into the ever-healing, ever-fertile ground of love's oneing. All our suffering dissolves in the radiance of the healing of love's oneing. Here we see as the wounded one sees. And we realize we are participating in the enfolding embracing enclosing oneing drawing all things into oneness in love. The divine closeness ones as we sense how close we are. We are close we are enclosed in a closing enclosing be closing that becloseth us in love. This closeness of divine compassion becomes an embrace and in closing that becomes oneing. We are one in the crucified body of Jesus Yeshua. We are one in the crucified body of Jesus Yeshua. We are one in this icon of suffering in love. We hold the pain of the world with Jesus Yeshua as love pours out Solve. Together in love, in communion, our name is oil poured out. Our name is oil poured out. the wounded Jesus Yeshua pours out the oil of himself and we pour out the oil of our souls with him. We feel the intensity of his deep and lasting healing as we are touched right in the depth of the middle of our pain. We feel the tenderness of the kiss that draws us into the mystical marriage. the point of our deepest wounding becomes the point of creative union. The oneing becomes a holo movement of Silve. Pouring, healing, creative, collective peace throughout the planet. We infuse the healing silence. As we feel the tenderness of your kiss, compassionate one, this Lent, may our communion in suffering expand into a oneing Christ consciousness. Where all is experienced within your vision, within your gaze of love. Within our cosmic oneness in you. Amen.